Brent Costello, reading the news on WIN TV this week. You must have impressed a few people up the WIN TV chain, mate.
No, I won't answer that.
Okay. Now tell me, so when you're reading the news there, and even when you're doing the sport behind the desk, so are you actually wearing suit pants, or you just got a pair of shorts on there?
Yeah, no, just shorts and thongs normally.
Fantastic.
No, also, that's a myth. Actually, it's not really, because back in the day, I used to just roll in. If I was on a day off to read, I'd have any sort of gear on, to be honest.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know, no, by looking at the screen.
Anyway, let's go to your normal job, and that's talking sport. So, wow, the World Cup. So we're into the final 16, which means we play Argentina.
Pretty exciting, isn't it? It's hard to get your head around, really, isn't it, that we've come this far. You know, we've snuck into the World Cup, obviously, and to be where we are, especially after that opening loss to France, and that was always going to be tricky, we know that, but to not drop their heads after that and to be able to bounce back and get two wins has been outstanding. So can't wait till Sunday. It's going to be absolutely magnificent. We've seen the scenes right across the country, Darren, of celebration, particularly in Fed Square in Melbourne, with the flares and the big crowd. It's been absolutely awesome. So, you know, nothing's impossible. Once you're into these sudden death stages, and we've seen plenty of upsets at the moment at the World Cup, you know. Japan has just beaten Spain, for example. You know, there's big results left, right and centre. So, the Aussies will go on with some confidence, I reckon. There's no doubt about that.
So what is the time Sunday?
That's a very good question, actually. I probably should know that.
Well, so should I. But we'll find out.
Yeah.
But anyway, Australia v Argentina. Sorry?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. Sunday morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Righto. Test match, cricket. So, well, nearly 600 declared, three down, double centuries to Labuschagne and Smith. So we're totally in control. But I was really impressed with that young West Indian opener, Chanderpaul, yesterday. He got battered and bruised, and he's still there.
Bloodlines are pretty good, aren't they? His dad shipped around, and he was obviously an absolutely outstanding player for the West Indies. But you're right, I was the same. I thought, you know, once the Aussies declared that at 598, you thought, oh, gee, they're going to have to come out here and try and survive the day. And, you know, they could be easily three or four down by stumps, if not more. And they're none for 74. So they really took on the game, which is good to see, and not let it get to them. And at least it's not too one-sided, which it looked like it was going to be there for a little while with Australia's massive score. And you mentioned the couple of double tons there. Poor old Travis Head, I feel sorry for him.
99.
that can never be a nice feeling. 99 off 95 too, which means his strike rate was pretty good yesterday. So, they'll want to come out and get quick wickets today. The Aussies, no doubt about that, in day three and go from there. But they certainly set themselves up well with the bat, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, Sheffield Shield, we're taking on South Australia down at Blunston. So Sid's got four wickets, but a couple of hundreds to the South Aussies yesterday.
Yeah, interesting game because, you know, the, I don't know if you saw the pictures on the news last night, Jared, but it was a very, very green wicket, and almost to the point where you couldn't tell where the wicket was compared to the rest of the square. So... you know, I've been to a lot of games on day one with green decks, and you know, wickets have tumbled very, very quickly. And that was the case early yesterday. Henry Hunt and Daniel Drew went out pretty quickly, but then the batters dug in. Obviously, Weatherald, as you mentioned, got 100. McSweeney got 118. They really turned the screws, South Australia, and got a big score on the board. And they want to get those last two wickets pretty early this morning, the Tigers, and try and get out there and chase those runs down pretty quickly. So, as you mentioned, Peter Siddle, the evergreen Peter Siddle with four wickets. And that's what I like about this pace attack too, Darren. They don't rely on any one person, any game, to try and get the job done. They really share the load. Last game was Jackson Bird at the MCG doing the bulk of the work. Yesterday it was Peter Siddle. So, a couple of wickets to Bo Webster and one each to Meredith and Jackson Bird. So things are going okay, but yeah, they want to get some quick wickets this morning, I reckon, the Tigers.
Righto, Jack Jumpers, what's going on?
They've got one game this weekend against Brisbane, up in Brisbane, so that won't be an easy feat. They had a really good win last night too, the Bullets, in overtime against Perth. So they'll enter the match with some confidence. There's no doubt about that. We've got a new coach too in Sam McKinnon, who's replaced James Duncan after they parted ways with the American last week. So I think we were 1-1 split so far this season against the Bullets. So It'll be a cracking contest, this one. And obviously, we're going up there with some confidence too after a good win in Melbourne last weekend. So it should be a great game on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Righto. And finally, to the AFL. So a couple of local boys from the northwest coast getting picked up. Lachie Cowan from Devonport off to Carlton, pick 30. And Seth Campbell from Burnie. He's been picked up in the rookie draft for the Tigers. Good stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. I think it's our best draft haul from Tassie since like 2015, so it's been a little while since we've had four. And you can add to that Cam Owen as well, who's a ruck from Clarence, which was great to see him get picked up, and Tom McCallum as well, who's gone to Port Adelaide. So, yeah, really good, really nice. I felt sorry for Seth, for Lachie on night one. They thought he might have gone in that opening night. Obviously, the draft split across two nights, but he was forced to wait that extra 24 hours. But, yeah, it was worth the wait for him because he got to Carlton, the team he's been barracking for his whole life. So that's just a fairy tale story.
Mm.
They whisked him away straight away. I think he was on a pretty early flight out of Tassie the next day and straight to Wycombe Park in Melbourne, which was great to see. But as we say every year, Darren, all the hard work for these guys begins now. They thought it was hard work to get there. Well, they ain't seen nothing yet by reports. They'll be put to their paces pretty quickly and have a really big few weeks for that Christmas break coming up. So, yeah, their dreams will come true, but always tough work from here on in.
Righto. So you're taking time out of your busy schedule as a newsreader now to do the Water Boys tomorrow morning or what?
Yes. Never forget where you come from, Aaron. Of course I will, mate. can't wait for tomorrow morning. Hopefully, we're trying to get Lachie Cowan on the show, but Carlton...
good luck with that.
...with the old replies and the old text message, so... I'm not holding out much hope there, but we'll talk AFL draft with someone, obviously. We'll talk to someone from the Tigers, talk to someone from the Jack Jumpers as well. Actually, going to go on the ground at Qatar as well. Jared Walsh, we're going to talk to him. He is the stadium announcer for the Socceroos games over there.
Is that right?
That's pretty impressive that they've got a young man from Australia over to do that. So we'll look forward to talking to him and just seeing what the feeling is on the ground over there in Qatar.
All right, beautiful. The Water Boys tomorrow morning from 10, right after Martin's Saturday Sports Show on 7AD. Thanks, mate, and we'll catch you reading the news on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
You will indeed. Tune in. Thank you.